You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Glad to have you aboard today as you listen to Retire Right. I'm Megan Mozak alongside Alan Becker. I want to give you Alan's phone number as we roll through our show. We're talking life insurance today. You might be thinking, how does life insurance fit into this retirement equation? Well, Alan's really giving us some great insights into that. If you have questions, make sure you've got the number nearby, 913-286-7980. If you've been putting off making a plan for retirement and retirement is quickly approaching, make sure you reach out to Alan. Just get started. Here it is again, 913-286-7980. We talked about why life insurance is important and also what's behind it. Why look at it and how could it make a difference in retirement? I think the next question we often ask about life insurance is what type is appropriate for me, right? So let's talk about that. How do you know? There are so many different types. How do you know which life insurance is right for your stage of life?
Megan, you know, life insurance isn't the sexiest topic in the world, is it? And you got to find an advisor that understands how to explain it to you and how that it can benefit you. I was meeting with Tom and Jean not too long ago, and they're both CPAs, right? So they understand taxes and tax efficiency. And in their individual situation, and, you know, everybody's a little different, but they were really worried about taxes, you know, something close to their heart being, CPAs. And as we were talking, we figured that utilizing a life insurance policy where they could put the money that wasn't going into the 401k, you know, past the match into these policies, using them as an investment. So understand investment. We're using the minimum amount of death benefit to still satisfy the IRS codes as it being life insurance. And they were able to create out 10, 15 years from now, based on the projections, that they would have an income stream to complement their Social Security, to complement their Roth IRAs and their IRAs through work, to create income in retirement that was tax-free. Now imagine the peace of mind to know that when you get into retirement and you're no longer working, that that choice you made years ago really mattered and was creating a tax-free income stream so you could live out your golden years and do the things you wanted to do. I mean, honestly, that is the true meaning of ROI in the golden years, having the, you know, return on your retirement, the ability to enjoy that time that you have with your loved ones in retirement. So if that's important to you, you know, you want to be able to, you know, live out those dreams. And that's one of the solutions that is created through having the right advisor that understands how to put all of these wonderful tools together to create a solution for you. And it's what our roundtable retirement process has been doing for years to help people just like yourselves. And, you know, we'd love to sit you down and answer your questions, get to know you and understand what's on your bucket list. What are you trying to accomplish? What are you saving for? Who are you saving for? And if you can get the answers to those questions and others, you're going to have a much better retirement, knowing where to draw from, at what time, at what place, and under what type of situations. So come see us, you know, 913-286-7980. Those are the magic numbers, because once you call that phone number, you're going to get a hold of one of our team members who's going to find you a time on our calendar or get you out to one of our workshops, whatever works best for you. They'll even give you a free copy of my book, Return on Investment or Reliability Income. Great information for you to read if you want. And that's there for you as well. But it all starts by calling us at 913-286-7980. 913-286-7980.
Don't forget Alan's website. You can always go to retirerightkc.com for more information. That's retirerightkc.com. We know life insurance, Alan, it is just one part of a retirement plan, but it really doesn't address the elephant in the room these days. You are always telling us how concerned people are that they're going to outlive their money. They're not going to have enough income to last through retirement. So let's just tackle that one for a moment here. How do we make sure our income does last, no matter how long we last?
Yeah, you know, a roundtable retirement process, being part of that helps answer those questions, because what we're talking about, and if you have an advisor, fantastic. Hopefully they have a system to get these questions answered. If not, feel free to reach out to us. We can show you how we can help you. But our process is going to address five core areas. And what I'm talking about is the income planning. And the, you know, the core of the income plan is to eliminate that number one fear, right? Number two is the investment planning, making sure that the investing you're doing is not what your advisor wants, but what you want. In other words, that it's designed to address your risk tolerance. We like to refer to the rule of 100, which take your age minus 100, and you shouldn't have too much more risk than that if you can't stand it, okay? Many people just don't have the stomach or the tolerance for the ups and downs of the stock market, and that's fine. You still have to do appropriate planning, but that's why we also have the insurance license. So we can put on our investment hat, and we can't guarantee anything. We can put on our insurance hat, and we can show you the guarantees available through certain insurance companies. So there's lots of options out there. Next, we're going to talk about is tax efficiency. You don't owe any more public duty to pay more taxes than the law demands. They're forced extractions, not voluntary contributions. That quote sounds familiar. It's from Judge Learned Hand of the Supreme Court years ago. And it's just stuck in my head because it's so true. And we want to make sure that you understand how much of your money is yours and how much still is owed to the government via these required minimum distributions, and how to take charge of your retirement and take control of it, right? So that's tax efficiency. The next is healthcare, long-term care, health insurance, Medicare. If you're going to retire before Medicare, what are your options to keep company insurance or COBRA? What do you do? So we have the answers to those questions. In the last area of the roundtable retirement process is our legacy planning. Now, you know, Bill and Sue were in the other day, and legacy was the most important part to them. I mean, at the end of the day, their pension and Social Security, they didn't spend a lot. They could live on that money, and they didn't really know what to do with the required minimum distribution. So everything's kind of tangled in together. They all feed off of each other. And what Bill wanted and Sue was to make sure that what they had would go to their loved ones, to their kids primarily, and make sure that they were taken care of. So we were able to find a way to tax efficiently withdraw from their IRAs, reposition those assets, create some tax-free money for the kids, and ultimately leave a larger legacy than they ever thought they could for those kids. And they just left here feeling so much better that they were able to do what they didn't know they could do. They were struggling with how to accomplish this goal, and they did what I'm asking you to do. They picked up the phone and called in, came in for, you know, a consultation, and the rest is history. They were able to find a solution that worked for them. So please give us a call at 913-286-7980. Let me show you what the team here at Retirement Solutions Group can do for your family. 913-286-7980. 913-286-7980.
Alan, talking about making our money last, our retirement assets last, it does mean usually investing, right? To see that growth. But you look at Wall Street, Alan, I know people tell you all the time, it's unpredictable. They're nervous. We're seeing all-time highs. And then we hear these whispers about a correction or a crash. How does all that volatility affect my retirement? Is there anything we can be doing to protect what we've saved from the next crash whenever that might happen?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Megan, how much time we got? Because that's a mouthful,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, I know. But you hear what I'm saying, and I know you hear this from people who come see you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the biggest focal point is, you know, people don't realize today what their options are. It seems like we just kind of backed into a corner thinking we have to be in the market if, you know, we want to retire, if we want our money to grow. And that's not necessarily true. I've been doing this for over 20 years. As I was talking to Jay and Brandy, they were telling me that they wanted to make sure that they'd never ran out of money. And, you know, one of their goals was to be able to take their grandkids on a trip every year. You know, one year the Disney cruise, or, you know, doing a kind of a staycation where they were able to either run up to Branson or out to take them to different zoos and see all the national sites, that kind of thing. And the ability to keep doing that and impacting the next generation, it was so important. But at the same time, they were worried about having enough money to retire and looking at the market. And that's where working with somebody that has that dual license, that has the insurance and securities, can introduce you to things like annuities. And that's just like life insurance. It has one of those connotations with a lot of people. But Let me see if I can set the record straight like I did with Brandy and Jay, because here's the thing. When I put on the securities hat and the typical box houses out there, they're not allowed to offer the insurance products. That's not in their product line. So you go there thinking you're getting all the information, but what you're getting is, you know, quote unquote, a one-sided version, right? So all they have is stocks. And if you want something safe, you go to bonds. But the truth is there's other stuff out there. And, you know, you don't want to just be in the market because that's what your broker wants. And that's where, you know, Jay and Brandy and I were talking, and they looked at a deferred annuity and were able to find a place to put their IRA that was going to have distribution in the future. So even if they wanted to save it, they still had to spend it, right? And they could get the gains of the market without the losses. This is called an indexed annuity. And they had been told by so many people, hey, don't put your money in annuities. You know, folks, I'm here to tell you the reason most people tell you not to be in a fixed annuity is because A, they don't offer them, or B, they don't want to give up their, you know, assets under management, their fee for managing your money. Because once you put it in the insurance product, that insurance commission, it's paid for by the insurance company. There's no cost to you, and you get the peace of mind of never running out of money. So if you like Social Security and you like pension, like Jay and Brandy did, then you can get that if you're open to looking at a deferred annuity. Now, it might not be right for you. And as a fiduciary, we've got to make sure it fits in with the planning and it works for you. But that's the idea. And now I can tell you, both Jay and Brandy are much happier that they know that they have that consistent, reliable income coming in for the rest of their lives, and they'll be able to take those kids anywhere they need to go, such as those Disney cruises, because they had the proper planning. Yeah. And that's great, right? You know, it's kind of like we like to refer to it as the big, majestic white swan. You know why I call it a swan, Megan?
Why is that?
Because SWAN stands for sleep well at night.
Ooh, yeah. And that's what people are looking to do. So many people are not sleeping well. They're tossing and turning over these very matters. You were able to give Jay and Brandy such assurance. And in turn, they're going to have some pretty happy grandkids.
Well, you know, you said the word assurance. And what is assurance? Is a word that builds off another word. It's part of insurance, right? And that's what we're doing. We're insuring their future, knowing it's based on the claimsability of that carrier. We need to make sure we're using a really strong, reliable carrier. But the bottom line is they do have that assurance and that insurance that they can do what they want to do in this life. And it's not going to be based on something they can't control, a 2 o'clock in the morning tweet or something in the media. You know, that should not make or break your retirement. And can you imagine for a second you planning that cruise and all of a sudden your friendly neighborhood box store type broker calls you up and says, hey, Jay, you can't, you know, take that vacation because it's only a paper loss, but we're going through a loss right now. So can you postpone that vacation? No, I know Jay, he's not going to want to go home and tell Brandy that, right? That would not go over well. So they utilizing the annuities as part of their strategy, have that reliable income, and the money in the market can be volatile because they don't depend on it to live. That's more legacy. And I know that many of the listeners to Retire Right Radio want the same solutions. So please pick up the phone and come in and see my team, because we are going to listen to your issues and we're going to give you the solutions and we're going to show you how we did that for them and how we can do it for you. And it all starts by giving us a call, 913-286-7980, 913-286-7980. So we can invite you out here to 435 in Metcalf so we can start the process, 913-286-7980.
Life insurance, it's a key element of most retirement strategies, but how much coverage do you actually need? We're going to find answers to that question up next.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. Of the dozens of retirement advisors in Kansas City, you're going to hear me talk about only one, Alan Becker at Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments. And that's because Alan is not your typical establishment kind of advisor, and Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments isn't your typical establishment advisory firm. Everything they do is custom fit to you.
Thanks, Glenn. Join us for one of my upcoming complimentary dinner events. Pick the date that works best for you. We have 6 o'clock on Tuesday, September 18th or Thursday, September 20th at Jay Gilbert's at Overland Park. Reservations are required and seating is limited, so call now, 913-286-7151. Learn about the retirement planning process and gain insight into today's retirement strategies.
Let Alan and his team help you retire successfully. To sign up, call 913-286-7151. That's 913-286-7151. In Kansas City, call Alan Beck. 913-286-7151.
Quebec has been remunerated and is not a client. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AA Wealth Management LLC.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
This is Retire Right. I'm here with Alan Becker. I'm Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. Glad to have you with us today on the program. I want to give you Alan's phone number. If you have questions about our show today, 913-286-7980. That's 913-286-7980. We're talking life insurance, and that's a subject that a lot of people have questions about. So our job today is to help you find the answers. Alan, here's a big and very common question that people have about life insurance. How much coverage do we need?
Well, I guess your life depends on it.
Oh, geez. You've never used that before, have you?
No, but that's all I could think about when you started talking there. Sorry, I had to. That was fantastic. But, you know, how much coverage does a person need? 3 or 4 times your annual income? I mean, needs an interesting, there's needs and there's wants. So are we talking about what we need to protect our family when we're working? Or are we talking about in retirement when we're trying to leave a legacy? So need and want kind of get mixed in together there. And also we got to talk about legacy and taxes. So really it's what can you afford or what are you not using? So what I'm talking about here, Megan, is retirement. So I'm in retirement. I've got my budget. I know how much money's coming in on a regular basis. And I've got more than I need. My required minimum distributions, I've got them set up. They're automatically coming in. And I'm not going to spend everything I have. Why not look at something like life insurance? And then it's really, what can you afford? Not what do you need? Because that's a want. I look more when we say need as somebody like myself. I'm 44 years old. I've got 3 young kids. I've got a wife. We've got responsibilities. I've got a business. So I need a lot of life insurance to protect my employees. If something happens to me, my family, if something happens to me, my spouse, so she can move on with her life and take care of those 3 kids when something happens, you know, better to have and not need than need not have. I don't ever want to use my life insurance, at least not for the next, you know, 50 or 60 years. But the truth is, stuff happens, right? Let's quote Forrest Gump when we need to. And at the end of the day, you want to be protected. You want to take care of the ones you love. You got responsibilities. So the amount of insurance you have should be equivalent to taking care of your responsibilities. And, you know, if you've got money in the bank to take care of some of that, you might need a little less. But a typical employer usually does 2 to 3 times your annual salary for a reason. And that should give your family a good starting chance. But, you know, sometimes we want to do a little better than that. Depends on, are they going to, you know, community college or are they going to Ivy League? And so that can factor in. Where do you live now? So when you've got all those different moving parts, it's really about doing a qualified analysis with a financial planner, and that financial planner must be insurance licensed or they can't even answer those questions.
Alan, some of this talk about life insurance, how it fits into an overall retirement strategy, it sounds pretty complicated, and I think people probably get intimidated by this. It's not surprising. How do you figure this out on your own?
On your own? That's a key to that question there, Megan. I've been doing this for 20 years, and I've learned from my clients that they are definitely better prepared after working with an advisor, specifically us, than without. And I just recently read a statistic that it's double. 23% of pre-retirees feel confident that are not working with a professional, where 43% that are working with them feel much more prepared. So, you know, the proof is in the pudding, so to speak. You really should be working with somebody. And, you know, price without value, doesn't mean anything. So you've got to see the value of getting those questions answered. I think a lot of us just don't know where to turn. And I've seen this time and time again with people that come to our workshops, that call in on our radio show. The reason they're not working with people, Megan, is because they don't know who to trust. And trust is earned. So that's why we invite our listeners to call in, get a copy of my book, Return on Investments or Reliability of Income, so that they can read that and get a feel for who I am and who my team is, or come into one of our workshops so that, you know, no pressure, just have dinner, listen to me talk for about 45 minutes. It's really Retire Right Radio Live. And that has worked for so many of our listeners. I mean, I just so many people I can think of that have come through that process, and they're so much better for it. So, you know, take the time. You know, you got to eat. So a workshop's always a possibility. But you really should take care of yourself. Spend more time on your future than just planning a vacation, right? Take the time to see how working with a qualified financial planner, a fiduciary, can assist you as you make that journey to and through retirement. So give us a call at 913-286-7980 and let me show you what our team can do. Somebody that understands, you know, that transition through retirement, somebody that understands or is going to listen to you to find out what you want to accomplish in retirement, who you're protecting, what do you want to have happen, and where are your biggest concerns. And that all happens through our proprietary roundtable retirement process. And remember, if you've saved money for years, if you just started saving, or everything you've got is sitting in your 401k, it doesn't matter. There's a portion and a part of our process that will affect and work for you. So call me, 913-286-7980, 913-286-7980.
Head to that website I gave you earlier. Remember, it's retirerightkc.com. If you'd like to attend a dinner workshop, Alan hosts these all throughout the year. Find a date and a location that work best for you. Again, it's retirerightkc.com. Alan, when it comes to working with that financial professional, how do you find someone you should be working with if your focus is retirement? What do we look for? I mean, we talked life insurance. Clearly, you want someone who understands that. What else is important?
Well, I think a lot of us, you know, we used to let our fingers do the walking, so to speak, or we like to type on a keyboard and go to Google. But really, you got to find somebody that you can relate to. So it might take interviewing two or three people. I mean, there's so many important decisions out there. And this is one of those that is so, so very important. And you don't want to mess it up, right? And so ask questions. In my book, I talk about 10 questions you should ask a financial professional. So call in and get a copy of that if you need. I think we can put those up on our website to give to you. I had one of our clients, John, came in earlier in the week, and he posed those questions right at me. It was great. I mean, he pulled open my book, looked at those 10 questions, and started asking, you know, why do you do this? How long you been doing it? How many clients you got? Was just asking the questions right there. So, you know, it's great when you can kind of have a checklist, figure out what you want. And then if you don't like the answers, if you're not feeling it, you know, that intuition, it's important. Go find somebody else. There's a lot of people out there, right? Hopefully we're a good fit for you, and it's got to be mutual. We got to like talking to you and think that we can and know that we can do something for you. Same thing for you. You've got to feel the value, know that we're there to help you. And I know that our roundtable retirement process can really help bring that out. It has for so many others. I mean, as a father of three boys, I know that I have a lot of responsibility in this world to teach them to have a personality, to shake hands, to look people in the eye, to be good, productive members of society. And when I'm working with client families, I know I have responsibilities to help make sure their money lasts as long as they do, that it's in the most tax-efficient way, and it's going to the people and places that you want it to. And that's what I've done for so many of our clients, and I want to be able to do it for you.
Alan, great tips for finding the right type of advisor to work with in retirement. But what about red flags? Just flipping that coin, what should we be on the lookout for someone who calls themselves a retirement planner?
So you're talking about what gives you those alarms that makes you run the
yes,
other direction,
right,
or makes you not feel right. Yeah, I mean, truthfully, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Now, I want to preface that. Sometimes we talk about annuities out there, and there are annuities that give 22, 25% bonuses. And that on the surface sounds too good to be true. So if it does, I don't mean run that quick. Ask the question like, okay, how is that possible? How can the insurance company do that? Now, if the answer doesn't seem realistic or you're not getting a good feeling, then it's time to, you know, to turn and run. But at the same time, find out, because if it's a product like that, for example, that has been through compliance, that's been through the insurance commissioner, it's approved in your state, then that's probably a legitimate thing. You just need to figure out to the understanding of what and why. But if somebody's telling you, hey, we did 7% in the market last year, or 15% in the market last year, 20%, understand past performance is not indicative of future results. And they shouldn't be answering the question honestly by saying, hey, you should expect to get 15%. The truth is markets vary. They're volatile. And if you take the S&P over the last 10, 15 years, it averaged around 6%, you know, so net of fees. The truth is somebody who's giving you pie in the sky, it's exactly what it is, right? And you'll probably end up with pie all over your face. So understand what it is you're asking and what you're trying to accomplish. Also, it should be based on your risk tolerance. So if somebody's telling you those high returns, they're putting you in something really aggressive. And what's the opposite of risk and aggressiveness is just the opposite. If you're going to make a lot of money, you probably have the potential to lose a lot of money, right?
Do you help people figure that out, Alan, their risk tolerance?
Oh, each and every day. You come in and visit with me, one of the first things we do is ask you a set of or series of questions to figure out what your tolerance is. And we have some software that we utilize that does a really good job to figure out where you should be sitting on that. Leslie and Sybil were in here the other day, and their biggest concern in retirement was tax efficiency. They had plenty of money, but they were just tired of paying Uncle Sam so much in taxes. So we keyed in on that. The idea of working with a planner is they address your unique concerns. And that's why we created our roundtable retirement process to give you the answer to those questions and many more. So come in and see us and get your questions answered. Our time is yours, whether you want to go to a workshop prior to coming in or you're ready just to come in and get on the calendar so we can get those questions answered. It starts by calling us at 913-286-7980. Once you make that phone call, they will get you scheduled up for one of those workshops, or they'll get you on our calendar to come in and see me or Sam here at the office, 913-286-7980. That number, 913-286-7980.
You've been listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Retirement Solutions Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance and investment products. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Retirement Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.